The Coast 186.3 Triple M. It's Moffy with you this morning. I want to have a chat to Gurmesh Singh. He is on the line right now. Gurmesh, good morning.
Good morning, Moffy.
Some good news for Arrawarra. I see some new equipment for them.
Yeah, so this it's called the Wagoga Marine Rescue, but they're based out of Arrawarra now because the surf club at Wagoga's taken their old shed. Yeah, they've got a new tractor. They were working with an old second-hand tractor, two-wheel drive, and thanks to Costaba Field Machinery, they've got a brand-new tractor worth $81,000 that the state government's chipped in for. And I don't know if you saw the pictures, but it's a much bigger tractor, bigger wheels, taller, four-wheel drive, better able to handle that weight of that boat that they carry around, and obviously much safer to launch, in bigger seas with a four-wheel drive boat and just a bigger tractor. A four-wheel drive tractor and a bigger tractor.
And I mean, it'll make a big difference for them, especially when they're taking it out on the sand too.
Yeah, on the sand, the seaweed up at that beach can get quite thick sometimes, so they've got a lot more ground clearance, really 70 centimetres of ground clearance under that tractor, and obviously being brand new, they've managed to hopefully rust-proof it as good as they can as well, because that's one of the things that these ocean-going tractors can often suffer from. And yeah, it's a great little unit, and let's hope the Marine Rescue guys get a good 20, 30 years out of that new tractor.
Yeah, exactly. Now, mate, look, I want to talk quickly on vaccinations. We've got, the new location for the vaccination hub. We do still trail slightly behind, the likes of Nambucca and Bellingen and Port Macquarie. 72.8% for Coffs Harbour in first doses, 42.1% second doses. But hopefully having this clinic now at CEX Coffs will make a big difference in the volume of people that can get through.
Yeah, so look, yesterday we opened it up to teachers and preschool workers and school staff to be able to walk in without an appointment. And they got through quite a few of them yesterday. And today they're opening it up also to childcare workers and disability sector workers. So they can walk in without an appointment. Obviously, if you still have an appointment, you can, your appointment time stands. But people can walk in at any time if they're working in those sectors. And look, ever since we announced the walk-in part, we've had a tremendous amount of demand from people asking about various sectors. Look, as soon as more doses become available, I know that the LHD will open it up to different parts of the population. But the best way at the moment to get an appointment is to go via the eligibility checker and go to one of the GP clinics. The GP clinics, just for context, are doing about 80% of the doses in this area. So, that's quite a lot of doses being done through the GPs. And then we have some being done through the pharmacies as well. And I understand they will have Moderna probably by next week and start jabbing Moderna next week. So for today, childcare and disability sector workers, as well as any teachers, have missed out yesterday.
Now, obviously, the North Coast Public Health Unit confirmed yesterday afternoon another case of COVID here in Coffs Harbour. It'll be in the figures at 11 o'clock today. Are you hearing anything about possible lockdowns or anything? What do we know at this point?
Yeah, look, it was the first question I asked as well, because no one wants to be in lockdown, but essentially a public health team have to do an assessment on whether there has been community transmission or a high likelihood of community transmission. And that's the determining factor. If the person basically didn't go anywhere, their household contacts didn't go anywhere, then or wherever they did go is contained, then we don't go into lockdown. But, if they've been places that are very public and it's hard to track down exactly who was there, then that would be the trigger for going into lockdown. But, look, it's interesting that we're only now probably 3 or 4 weeks away from, the end of the statewide lockdown. So that might also have a determining factor about whether we go back in as well. Yeah, one more thing, I'll just say that the best way to protect everyone and protect our families and our health and the health of the healthcare workers is to go and get vaccinated. I know appointments might be difficult to come by, but I know through the eligibility checker, every morning I go and check and there's always appointments available within 2 days early in the morning. So I'd encourage anyone who's listening at the moment and they're waiting for a jab to just hop on the eligibility checker and try and see if you can get an appointment sooner rather than later.
Yeah. I want to talk to you about these developer contributions. It's something that I know the council here have concerns about. Your meeting with, if you haven't already done so, the mayor and also Councillor Keith Rhodes. You obviously, as you said the other day in correspondence, do support a reform in this kind of thing. Tell us a little bit more about it and how it'll work.
So look, I'm meeting with them later this morning, so I don't have a whole lot more to say. Except I do think that council might have misinterpreted some of the detail on this. Essentially, the contribution system for local developments will still stay in local control. When they talked about the regional panels, they're for what's currently called special infrastructure contributions. And usually they're only in Sydney. And what they're for is if you've developed a whole new suburb, for instance, then it goes into what's called a special infrastructure contribution fund. But we don't really have those out here in the regions very often. And if we do, then essentially the regional infrastructure contributions are just a new name for the special infrastructure contributions. And it would be for, you know, for instance, if we had a new suburb open up here in the regions, that's what that would go into. So, look, but I do want to hear what the Mayor and Councillor Rhodes have to say, because often you can hear a different perspective about what their concerns are.
I think some of the big concerns were whether the money would stay here. So, for example, let's say down at the jetty, we've got that whole area where you've got Gowings have got a block, Steve Gourley and Bacharach Nuremberger have the Jetty Village area that's essentially going to be redeveloped. They would be, you would think, paying developer contributions. Will they stay here? Because, I mean, the last thing you want is for them to go to, say, Miranda or Pittwater or even Hornsby, other areas, rather than our own area.
Look, my understanding is that developments of that size would definitely stay in local control. It's only if it was much, much bigger. Like, let's say, for instance, if someone was building a 7,000 home subdivision, for instance, which we don't see on the coast very often, but you do see in Sydney, those would stay here, and it's the really big ones that would go into these regional funds. Now, but I am interested to see what council's interpretation of it is, because certainly the sector does need reform. I mean, we've got nearly $25 million worth of developer contributions currently sitting with council that is unspent. And that's $25 million worth of local infrastructure that could have been spent by now. So,
Actually got in touch with the council on that as well, where they've basically outlined where all that money's earmarked for. And same with grant money. Obviously, those projects are already earmarked, so the money essentially is spent.
Well, earmarked is different to spent, because earmarked could mean it's being, projected for being spent in 2035. I mean, that to me means that's probably too far out.
Well, it's not just money sitting in the bank, just sitting there for a rainy day, though.
Is that what developer contribution should be for? That what they should be for is for spending on footpaths, roads, parks, sporting fields, all the things that they're supposed to be spent on. If they're being held for 15 years or 10 years as an offset or whatever it might be, well, is that really the best use of money, community money? And remember, it's not council money, it's not state government money. This is essentially money that belongs to the community to be spent on community assets. So I think it does need to be, we do need to look at how long money can sit there before it's spent. That is one thing I'd like to see a reform on.
Well, I mean, you mentioned the other day about, the tens of millions in unspent developed contributions and grants. Well, I mean, the grant side of things, most of those have dates of expiry anyway, don't they?
Well, yes, they do. But having a look at, for instance, looking at the whale trail in Woolgoolga now, that's been 2.5 years since that grant was announced. And we have yet to see a concrete plan of what that's going to look like.
Been following that up with the council to find out then?
That's more of a federal grant, not a state one, but it's certainly one that I've been keeping a close eye on, considering it's been a pretty hot topic here in Woolgoolga. And look, the council generally does a really good job expending money that's given to them. We work with them very closely on many projects. The West Woolgoolga project, the new sporting fields that are happening at the stadium at the moment, they're projects that are done together, and most of the time it works really well. But obviously, there can be some slippage in some projects, and that's not what we want to see.
Well, once you do meet up with the Mayor and the councillors, if you can get back to us with an update, that'd be great.
Yeah, no worries. I'm meeting him this morning, so I'm happy to chat to you this afternoon if you like.
Lovely stuff. Hey, Gurmesh, good on you, mate. We'll have a chat again soon.
Thanks, Mikey. Cheers.
Gurmesh Singh, the member for Coffs Harbour, joining us this morning. It's the Coffs Coast 186.3 Triple M. And just a reminder as well about that Vax Hub, make sure that you do get yourself in there and get yourself vaccinated. It's Triple M.